I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I take you for a ride on the devil's ship. I take you for a ride where you sink or swim. Now come with me and let this story begin.
Gentlemen, David Pride, legendary comedian and best writer in the goddamn country. Wasim El Munzer, piece of shit, who decided to show up late. Wasim,
oh damn!
You have I'm starting with you because you have your recording. I'm very happy for you of your comedy album.
Yeah,
that is happening the 23rd of September, 2023, in Montreal at the Third Floor Comedy Club. Is this true?
This is very true. All the details are there.
They're in the description already. So people, if they're listening to this right now, they can just go down, click, buy a ticket if it's not sold out by the time they listen to this, and come watch the show.
I hope it is sold out, but I also hope it isn't, so that they can buy tickets.
Yeah. Oh, that's true too.
Yeah. So whatever the scenario is, it's like Schrodinger's tickets, you know?
That's mixed messaging.
Yeah, what do you want us to do? How long is it going to be?
Just get a ticket.
Is it an hour album?
And if you, yeah, I'm going to do about an hour. Yeah.
Okay.
I got an MC, Lawrence Korber.
All right, I know him.
A couple opening acts, Dana Saleh and Jonathan Borello.
I know both of these people. I know everyone on that lineup.
Oh, yeah, it's a great lineup.
Is it going to be 40 minutes of the N-word excessively?
There's going to be a couple, like, thes and ums in between.
Okay.
But that's the gist of it.
Good. I'm in.
Yeah, you got it.
I'm in.
Yeah.
David, we in? We're going to watch this? We should tape it for notes.
Yeah.
A lot of N-word usage.
I guess so.
Yeah, but don't worry. I don't say the actual word. I just say the N-word.
Oh, repeatedly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You make them say it in their heads.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
David, are you an alien guy?
That's an ambiguous question.
You like the aliens?
I like the movie, the original movie.
That was a good movie, actually.
Yeah.
Is that what you
meant?
I meant what the Mexicans are peddling. Did you see yesterday the no one saw, you didn't hear about the Mexicans? No.
I just saw the memes. That's how I get all my news now. Yeah. I saw the dried up. So
the Mexican government came out yesterday and said, all right, the States is talking about these UAPs, UAWAPs, whatever. We know about these aliens. We have some bodies from thousands of years ago. Here's a mummified corpse. And this is the government that came out with this. And the government of Mexico, and as far as I'm concerned, this is the dumbest attempt to fake aliens I've ever seen in my life. It looks like an E.T. doll from the movie E.T. Poseidon?
Oh, there he is.
Oh, there he is. There's my buddy. So this is the Mexican government. It looks faker
so cute
than the Indian moon landing of a few weeks
just
ago.
That's just a Yoda puppet left out in the sun.
They had a press conference. This is the Mexican government. This is why they can't handle the cartels.
No, it really does look like a DIY. Like, it looks like there's a little, like, a tiki torch as the body.
Yeah.
And it's covered in raccoon cum.
That is all raccoon cum.
Just crusted, and someone poked some eye holes.
That's a Tim Horton's BLT right there.
That's what it looks like when it goes through your digestive system.
Go ahead, Poseidon.
You know in art class when you had those art projects?
Paper mache,
the newspapers, that's what it kind of looks like to me.
Now, the argument for it is that if you look at mummified corpses that they found in the Middle East, after all, it's kind of how they look. They look paper mache after all these years too. But the reason why I have trouble believing this is, why does it look so much like the movie E.T.?
Yeah, well, I think Yoda is a closer.
Or Yoda. Yeah, it could be Yoda.
It looks like upcycling. It's like what the kids do now.
What's upcycling?
Instead of, it's like arts and crafts, but it's part of the reuse, recycle thing, is taking stuff lying around and then building something useful with it. And it looks like the Mexican government has been doing that with the...
But they say they've had this for a while, and they're just coming out with it now. Yeah, so Poseidon,
that looks nothing like...
Yeah, go to the alien. Yeah, but I can't take this serious.
Yeah.
I can't take this serious, man. And I want to believe. I think it would be awesome, but it's so stupid.
Mm.
Plus, ever since that fake Indian moon landing 2 weeks ago.
Do you think that was fake?
Do I?
Yeah?
Did you watch that video?
I saw the video, but
that was absurd, bro.
Yeah, I don't know what a
graphics from a Nintendo fucking 64.
I don't know what it's supposed to look like, though. I don't know.
Like real life.
It wasn't one of those real life moon landings.
Oh, okay.
Did you not see that?
That's a good point.
It shocked me. I was like, what the fuck?
But you you enter into these things with a skeptical lens.
Yeah, that's true, though. Yeah.
So, yeah, you gotta take that into account.
I saw, like, memes about it being fake, but I just thought it's hard to tell how much the internet's just trolling and how much, like, people really have a consensus of belief over it being fake, you know?
Like, I wanted it to be real. Yeah. I was like, we're going back to the moon.
Yeah.
But then I saw the video. I was like, what is this? This is a joke, right? Mm-hmm. I thought it was like a Bollywood low-budget film. And then when I realized it was real and all the people that were in there that are people that pretend to be part of the CRA when they call me, that they were all excited, I was like, get the fuck out of here, bro. This is so fake.
Why would they need to fake that? Like, what's the long game there?
So, I don't know. The original moon landing, the faking of it made complete sense.
Of the one in 1969?
It made complete sense. Like, why you would fake that. If it was faked, why you would fake it. It made sense. The space race with the Soviets, sure. You wanted to prove superiority. They were losing every other battle, so they needed some kind of emotional...
A win.
So mm-hmm. That makes total sense. This, just like you just asked, to me, doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense. However, they keep coming up with this fucking alien stuff. So it might be related. Mm. But if they're trying to distract us this much, who knows what they fucked up on. But we're going to find out like some kind of... They released nuclear waste in the ocean or something bad happened. Mm. And they're trying to distract us with all this nonsense. Because it's too...
Like it's a giant psyop. Yeah. Multi-country psyop.
Right? Yeah, think of the moon and the aliens. Why does this fish have 57 eyes? What?
You know? Didn't crisis, you see the alien?
Crisis actors.
Is look at all what, the memes.
Is this the place to use the word crisis actors? I'm always looking to... Mm-hmm.
This would be the place to use it. Crisis actors. There are crisis actors. It's a real thing.
But in the moon landing?
Oh, I don't think in the...
This puppet's a crisis.
That's that guy.
It's a crisis puppet.
Dude, that president, the guy who came out, the Mexican government, they're crisis actors. I don't know. Do you think it's real?
I think it's fake as shit.
It looks fake as fuck. You're right beside him. What's the matter?
Come a little more, if more to your right.
Like you want him to move his actual body? Over,
yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, and then extend the microphone, yeah.
Is that better?
Yeah, wait. Actually, no, you
went
too far.
That's way too far. What are you talking about?
Yeah, a little more to the middle.
How's this?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, is that okay?
Oh, okay.
He just prefers you at a certain angle.
Because it looked like you were leaning on the left anyways.
Let him lean. Who gives a fuck?
I do lean left.
He leans far left, bro. But man's a communist.
I'll lean a little right and we could bounce it.
We got a centrist broadcast.
Do you guys think there's any chance that this is real?
What's the story? They found this where?
This is thousands of years old. They knew they had it for a while. What? And since the American government keeps coming up now with are there, aren't there? And they go, yo, the Americans are lying to you. We know there's aliens. We even have our own body. And they brought this motherfucker up.
Yeah.
When do they claim to have found it? When and where exactly?
Bring it up, Poseidon.
And how?
A ufologist claims to show two alien corpses to the Mexican Congress.
Okay. So now we're getting more details here. A ufologist also.
First of all, that's not a real thing.
I don't know if that's a real job. Or
a ufologist.
A ufologist. Yeah. Oh, that's a great title. It doesn't. It sounds, like.
It doesn't sound made up at all.
No. I know I'm getting older because I like we're having this conversation, and you know how political panels everyone talks bread, but we got to bring it back to bread and butter issues. And I'm listening to this conversation. Okay. This isn't a bread and butter issue. What about the price of gas? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. That's how I know I'm old, is that I don't get excited and filled with wonder at the marvels of the universe.
I feel like I should be excited. So this was found in Peru in 2017, it says. But I feel like they're estimated to be 1,000 years old. I feel like they're 2017 years old, and they were made of paper mache.
One of them apparently was pregnant.
A pregnant alien?
Oh, they have several of them?
Yeah, the one of them.
Little family.
Yeah,
what if they were just tiny dudes?
What if they were just midgets?
Yeah.
You know, it's not like a new phenomenon.
Right.
To be fair, the South Americans are pretty small people.
Yeah, who knows? Bro, we're just... Could you go up? For all we know, this is Hasher's relatives, bro. From back in the day. We're just fucking around, bro, with corpses. Hasher's going to see this. He's going to be like, yo, what the fuck, bro? Yeah.
Yo, that's my family, bro.
Yeah. Like, you never know. It could have been humans.
I'm just tisking.
You know,
this is a generation.
Hash, friend of the show. He's a local comedian. You know him?
Yes, yes.
Okay, I thought you didn't know the reference. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Hash was great.
But, yeah, it could be, but I think it's fake. I think it's paper mache.
If are my taxes paying for this? If not, what do we care?
If we care about the tax situation here, we could talk about that too.
No, I don't want to. Actually,
we're getting fucked.
No bread and butter.
No,
this could be a generational thing. See, us, we're all about things that don't matter and weird conspiracies. Those are my favorite things. I have no idea what's actually going on.
I love all country. Of it. I want to get mad at real stuff, but I get more mad at fake stuff. I'm the old guy it's yelling at the cloud.
Yeah, it's just for me, it's more fun to read about this.
I think it is too.
You know.
Yeah.
I see old people get mad. I saw, you ever heard of Jane Arden or Jan Arden?
Jan Arden, yeah.
Jan Arden.
Musician,
yeah. Sure. She was very upset on Twitter because the conservatives, they had chartered a flight with WestJet. And on the flight, Pierre Poilievre took the mic and he made some jokes. Like, all right, we're, you know, whatever the fuck politicians joke about. Like, now flying to freedom or, you know, prosperity, whatever the fuck they say. And she's like, this is unacceptable. I'm never flying with WestJet again. And then people were commenting, like, you know, and then with videos of like Trudeau doing it, whenever they charter a flight, they all do, they fuck around. That's what people do. And she's like, no, this is unacceptable. And she started freaking the fuck out. And then people like me I pretended to be the owner of WestJet. And I changed my avatar and my thing on Twitter. And I go, yeah, we need your fucking business, Jen. So her and her fans are getting all pissed off. So now it's a news thing here that she's so angry she's never going to fly WestJet again. But who gives a fuck?
I don't get boycotts anymore. Like
boycotting the skies.
No, it's just you're always hurting. Like you're always hurting way more people that you don't want to hurt than I don't know. That's how it feels to me. I don't know
what you boycott.
Well, if you want to wound a business, like it's like you're like. All these employees and stuff. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It depends on the business.
I think there's, I don't know. I imagine WestJet employees.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Several dozens of people.
Yeah, no. I'm with you. They're like, what do? We did our job. We had a flight. A guy who's a politician, he's not a war criminal, took the fucking, a guy who wants to build more houses in Canada, took the mic and made a joke. How the fuck is this the worst thing happening? We have kids, we have 30% of the school kids going to school hungry in Quebec. And that's the biggest issue right now is that this guy took the mic. It's all these phony virtue signaling old celebrities. Like, I'm irrelevant. it's fucking crazy to me. When she could be bitching about this goddamn paper mache alien instead.
This is why she should be boycotting WestJet.
She should do what I do.
Because they didn't make an announcement about this. That's why I boycotted.
Press play on this bad boy Poseidon. Let's take a look at this. See how fake this looks.
I'm going to turn up the volume.
Yeah, turn it up, dog.
That's not English.
I don't speak Arab.
60 centimeters.
You need to stop.
Oh, they did my
identificamos como polvo de diatomea, el cual permite la desecación de los cuerpos, así como la ausencia de generación de bacterias, hongos y fauna cadavérica. La presencia de este polvo permite la perfecta conservación por provocando un proceso de conservación natural a través del
los bicicletas go fly
calcular aplicando la prueba de carbono 14 mismo que señaló y dató un promedio de 1,000 años de antigüedad. Esto hace del lugar del hallazgo de estos cuerpos un lugar idóneo para su conservación y preservación por quién o quiénes los hayan depositado en este sitio en el Perú.
Telefona es si casa.
Entrando en el tema de la anatomía, podemos observar que tienen una estructura humanoide.
Oh, this is bullshit, bro.
De cabeza, tronco, abdomen y extremidades, las cuales concluyen en manos y pies tridáctiles.
Poseidon, yeah. How's this bad boy? So here's my question. Let's say this was real, right? If they were the dominant species, they're flying around, where are they now?
NASA just had a thing about UAPs.
I saw that too this morning.
Those are their ships.
Yeah,
I just think seeing that video that Jan Arden has a case now, I think I now agree.
With WestJet?
That WestJet should, yeah.
You're like,
I'm kind of confusing the issues here. We're jumping around pretty fast.
WestJet is responsible for this. They flew those bodies from Peru.
I just read the subtitle December and December, and I don't know what the guy was just saying.
I think he meant dismember.
He said, oh, to dismember. Well, what would dismember and dismember mean in that context?
Dismember in December. I don't know. But he was talking about how they could they can access.
He was freestyling.
Yeah, he said, we have these electromagnetic stuff. We can look inside and we can dissect it and see what's in there. He's got a lot of humanoid parts.
And he's got, like, I ain't believing shit until they cut open his skull on live TV.
Even if they cut open the skull, you could fake anything now. Look at movies. That's true. It's just, it might be so.
Are you saying movies are fake?
Well, I don't want to break it to you this week. It's not what I was planning.
I just saw John Carpenter's The Thing again, and there's no way that was fake.
Dude, what a great movie.
I love that movie, yeah.
I've been on a kick lately of, I feel like a kid. I've been doing a lot of kid stuff. Watching old movies that used to make me happy.
Yeah.
Playing video games. I've just been, I don't know, the past 2 weeks I've been on like a kid kick, like a young adult kick. Weird. It's a midlife crisis maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, that's what you do when you have midlife crisis. You watch old movies and play video
games. You're just around the corner from talking about bread and butter issues.
It's happening.
Yeah.
It's like I'm in my jammies. I'm playing Mario Kart.
I just felt good. I needed 2 weeks of just, fuck it.
Hell yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. I mean, I was still working, but.
Yeah.
I was more calm. I was more not taking shit serious. Just pissing off Jan Arden. That's it.
Mm.
She's very angry.
Did she respond?
She responds to stuff. She only responds to low IQ people, though. I notice all the smart jokes that I make, she doesn't want to respond to. She doesn't want to get buried on Twitter because she gets. So she responds to people who say stuff like, you're fat ugly. And she's like, look, he's making fun of my looks because she knows people will tag on her. Mm. But if anybody makes a smart response, like me, like, they didn't do anything wrong. They're just employees. She's like, what am I going to fight about? She can't. I know people like that. These virtual signaling cocksuckers. They're not good people. I don't like them. I'm done with that whole, that generation of like Jimmy Fallons and all that. They could all go fuck themselves. Terrible. You see what happened with Jimmy Fallon?
No.
Terrible work environment.
Oh, was it an Ellen type situation?
Yeah, it just came out like the other week and he apologized to his crew. He's like, I'm so sorry that this came out. And they're like, that this came out. Shouldn't you be sorry that he treated us poorly?
I'm sorry you had to hear about this.
Yeah. You know who has a good work environment?
You know who's going to get punished? My staff.
Yeah, that's exactly what. But here, the work environment here is good. Poseidon, can you confirm? Poseidon, can you fucking confirm?
Look, I'm not going to say much.
Docking your
But bed. I'm going to blink. I'm going to blink 3 times into the camera.
Yeah, it's all terrible work environments.
Well, isn't that what work is, though?
Well, no, you can. You're doing a fun show. You should be able to go in and be happy you're going to work. Imagine writing for one of these shows and going in miserable as if you were working a regular 9-to-5. Then what's the point of leaving the 9-to-5 life?
I don't know. It still might be better than, I don't know. I think that work doesn't have to be all. I don't know what the detail. I'm not defending Jimmy Fallon's toxic workplace.
Well, there were multiple rapes, David. So.
Well, then I'm going to say that's unacceptable.
How funny would it be if that's the work issue? He's like, okay, it's not the best work environment. It's like, you were raping us. What does it say, Poseidon?
Will Jimmy Fallon get canceled?
Oh, shit. Was it that bad? I thought it was not cancelable.
This was 19 hours ago. So.
Oh, fuck. Okay, maybe more stuff came out.
But is that canceled or air quotes canceled?
Yeah, air quotes. Scroll down.
Tonight Show host has been accused by current and former employees of fostering a toxic work environment.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's very vague, though.
Yeah, I don't
know. Yeah, you can't get canceled.
Nowadays, that could be like, you know, I didn't like the way he said hello, you know?
He said no donuts because we're fat. I'd be all for that. I don't bring donuts here.
I'm just curious because it may not even be that bad nowadays. You know, like he yelled once.
Like raised his voice?
Yeah.
It happens.
Do you want me to read it or you want to read it?
No, scroll down because so far it's not saying anything good. Yeah. Scroll down. There you go.
Okay.
Chaos, comedy, and crying rooms. Oh, they have crying rooms. That's amazing.
Oh, then
that's looking out for your employees if you designate a crying room, isn't it?
If you're going to make them cry, at least have a designated room.
Steve, go to the room. Go to the room right now. Yeah, go with Kelly.
I just cleaned the table. Don't get tears.
No, I just find I've been sad in dream jobs. I don't know.
Yeah. So you think maybe this would just be a fun, normal job, but because a lot of these new generation kids are working there, they're overreacting and it's not as toxic as maybe.
I don't know.
Need to know more details. They're not really saying much. Like a toxic work environment, again, can be so many different things.
But
did he like deck you in the face every morning? Or
you know what? I'm going to be on Jimmy Fallon's side now. You've turned me, David.
Well, we just don't know. But that's all these. I mean, that's what the internet is a bunch of stories where they kind of like hand you your, like, oh, you know what's interesting? So I go on CNN.com every once in a while, and what I notice
that's they do. That's an odd brag.
What's that?
Very odd brag.
I'm totally, that's a flex. You heard it here first. But what I notice is like they'll have a headline, you know, they do their clickbait headlines, and I'll like check in like 3 hours later, and they've changed the headline.
Because people complain?
No. Just you can see they're like testing.
Oh, they're out. Trying
they're
what
trying
works.
They're trying more. They're making them more upsetting, or they're more like they had. So the guy that did the Richmond, North of Richmond song, the country song. So they said something like amateur country star like goes viral, and like a couple hours later is like, once again, conservatives rally around, like, they just tweak it, and they just change it over the course of the day, just to tweak it, to give it, so you have an attitude to come in with, and they're, like, because that's how they get the clicks, like a neutral, fact-based headline.
So it's not news, basically.
Doesn't work anymore, so they gotta twist it, and kind of, like, tell it, oh, look what the conservatives are doing, or look what the liberals are, what, like, they just sort of, They try to make it triggering or something. Anyway, that's what I find.
That's a smart observation though, because most people wouldn't catch the evolution of it.
That's the fact that you change it over the course of the day means someone's like not enough hits, like put in the word canceled or something, or put in like
they're so desperate for clicks. At one point they're just gonna be like, everyone in Kentucky wants to murder you.
Yeah. Yeah,
click here for details.
But they'll change it like that. It's like, so why you should care or something. Like they'll just throw stuff in and I don't know.
To be honest, I read the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Like I would hate to be the one taking Jimmy Fallon's side, but I don't know, bro. It doesn't seem
all right. Then fuck it. We're with you. We're all team Fallon.
Look, they said he was just erratic.
Yeah, of course he's erratic.
He seems a little erratic.
Yeah, that's normal. That's who you work. Okay, you know what?
He showed up to work drunk one time.
That's
just once.
That's so badass.
Coward.
Yeah, if he wasn't a pussy, he'd show up to work drunk all the time.
Show business, bro.
Yeah, dude.
Where did I see erratic and?
Really? That was
erratic behavior and sudden outbursts made the work environment unnecessarily intense. But also, like, it's the real
world. I'm with Fallon.
What is, and what is Seinfeld? I saw Seinfeld's name was tossed in there. Like,
yeah,
he
what's the deal
something?
With Jimmy Fallon?
Seinfeld shares his version of the Jimmy Fallon incident.
Oh, there was an incident.
The Rolling Stone expose details an interaction between comedians Jerry Seinfeld and Jimmy Fallon, in which Seinfeld asked Fallon to apologize to a crew member.
According
to two employees, Fallon was taping with Seinfeld when he scolded the crew member holding his cue card. Seinfeld allegedly told Fallon to apologize to the worker, and he did.
Oh, that's fucking. Like that. That's
very
awkward.
The real hero of this is Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Who would have known?
It was very awkward, and Jerry was like.
Normally, these articles end by them blaming the Jews for something. This is.
we're going to get there, I think. We haven't finished.
You should apologize to him, almost trying to make it a joke. A former employee told Rolling Stone.
Fallon informed Seinfeld that the employee was a Palestinian, and Seinfeld retracted the apology. Oh yeah, you were right. You were spot on. That was weird. This is so stupid.
Yeah, it just seems like he's neurotic, and he almost kind of reminds me of Guido a little bit.
Fallon.
Yeah.
Fucking Guido.
The way he's described, you know, neurotic, with outbursts, sudden outbursts.
But I don't know. These are high pressure gigs.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm I don't know. We're tense before a show. Like,
sure.
I mean, I've never seen us snap anyone, but we may be like withdrawn, or we might have, I don't know. And someone could be like, hey, what's with that guy? And then go on the internet.
This is so toxic.
Say, yeah. This is, we're so toxic because we're.
Well, people do that, I guess.
But I don't know. Or maybe you do. I don't know. Maybe you do.
If I was someone who is a bit more brutally honest, I might. Because sometimes, like when I'm hosting, and someone's trying to talk to me a minute before the show starts, or when the announcement comes, I'm just like,
yeah.
But if I know a different personality would be like, can you not do, you know?
Other comic or civilian?
Other comic sometimes, yeah.
Because civilians, because they don't know. I don't get as mad.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Other comics.
I'm sorry, by the way, but
it's all right.
When they're bringing you up and they're still talking.
I should apologize.
Yeah.
Has that ever happened to you?
What's
where they're bringing you up and another comic's running one of their jokes by you?
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
You're like, dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
But.
And an employee who worked there just for a little bit, not a regular employee at the Comedy Nest.
Did that to you?
I was about to host. And like a glass had just broken somewhere, and they handed me a broom. They're like, "I'm so busy. Do you mind just sweeping it up?" Oh. And then the announcement is like, "And your host for this evening, blah blah."
That's
and
insane. I was like,
"Are you?
Are you out of your fucking mind?"
Yeah, I just like I laughed and just had to walk away immediately because I had to get on stage.
But now CNN.com would change that headline. Like comedian scoffs at broom, like refuses to sweep up glass that he. Caused that
Lebanese comedian caused. Forced to sweep floors.
Yeah, or comedians. Yeah, I don't know.
Glass ceiling that was shattered. He shakes his fist at and refuses to partake.
This is so stupid. We need a CNN writer. You know all those articles. I remember even the Huffington Post. You know a lot of them. If you look at the names, are not written by credible journalists. They're written by kids. They're written by university
on the Huffington Post.
Yeah, I knew some of them. When I used to work in virtual reality, I remember some of the kids they were 20s, 18. They were writing the articles and then they would take their articles. Sometimes you'd see there's no name on it, and sometimes they wouldn't even pay them, and just put it on all their associated sites. So it was Huffington Post, and then Ariana Huffington had some other sites, and I knew the kids writing the articles. I was like, but this is insane. You're not even in New York. You're here. You're writing about a story there. And he's like, yeah. I go, this is all insane. This is all bullshit.
But you sounded... like a little bit more of a conspiracy theorist when you led in with when I used to work in virtual
reality. Yeah, I did. I used to work in VR before all this. Yeah,
but yeah, it's like, I don't know. Anyway,
they were good kids. Like they worked hard. They were trying to get ahead. But I remember that's how I found out that how easy it is to write that stuff. And then they go, you could even send stuff in. Like let's say you have like a fake announcement, you could literally get the Huffington Post to write about. Wasim El Munzer opens a
tell
club.
Them to talk about my album.
Yeah, you could write fake art. Like, it should be a real thing or else they'll stop. But you could just get them for almost no money to write up stuff. It's so stupid. It's all of it is nonsense.
Yeah. Oh, I've got some ideas.
Yeah. There's a Newswire thing, too. There's a way to get it on the Newswire so you can write an article and then it's somewhere where they all pick it up and then they'll maybe change the title or the photo. But they're all going to keep your main body so you could create a story. And they do it a lot.
That happens a lot with news stories. Yeah. When I used to consume more news, you'll look at like just multiple different sites and it's clearly kind of copy-pasted and somebody very quickly going, how can I, you know, when you copy off somebody.
Yeah, they get it from the same place.
For an essay, and you're like, oh, let me make this my work kind of thing.
It's fucking ridiculous.
And that's how things spread. And often news that's like, you know, incorrect will spread quickly because people don't do enough of their own.
Yeah, research. They just copy it.
Yeah.
Did you know this, old man?
No.
That's what's happening out there.
What's this copy?
That's how of this internet
copy
thing?
And paste. Like what they
highlight the whole thing.
Yeah.
They highlight the whole thing and then they do one of them right clicks.
Really?
They got a right click now. Did you know that?
you grew up. There's one click.
Two
one
buttons
click.
On a mouse.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yay!
There's so many buttons on a mouse now. These new mice.
Yeah, yeah. There's sometimes you're like, I don't. Okay, so
I'm testing it. Like, I don't know what this does.
1, 2, and then what's the third one?
The one here is back.
It goes back a page, right?
But then there's another one.
Yeah.
There's some that is. Anyways,
I've used a middle button.
The middle almost. Button that stops that cursor from going up and down.
I don't know what it did. I don't think it did anything.
I don't think it did anything. It's just printing.
I'm not a fan of the side button because sometimes I'll have. Something going on and then you just accidentally touch the side of your mouse and then everything's gone. It's chaos.
There's a, I don't know if you want to get sad, if you want to get serious, but there's a Pornhub controversy.
Nice.
Yesterday. No, heavy duty though.
Oh shit. Oh.
Like very bad.
It's going to make us sad?
Or it'll make hard? You be like, what the fuck?
Okay.
So, okay. One thing I will say about this, Poseidon, there we go. So, yeah, it is one of the most Pornhub owners. Yeah, that's it.
Oh, shout out to Al Jazeera.
Wait, what are you doing?
Is MindGeek the Montreal?
Yeah.
Or is the whole thing Montreal based?
I think the whole thing, well, I mean, they get their porn from everywhere, but this guy
from the Huffington Post.
No, go back. That's not the story, Poseidon.
Oh, no?
No. The story is that they're knowingly putting up illegal acts. That's all I'm going to say.
Illegal what?
Stuff that is not acting.
But that is sad.
Yeah, this is the one, no? This is it?
Oh, there we go. Yeah, that one.
Claims its owners have profited off of child
sex. Whoa. You can't say all the words there. You're going to get us taken off the tubes.
Yeah, profited
I think,
off.
I think you have changed the subject radically here.
What's crazy is the way they got this information was the guy went on a date with a journalist undercover. Have you seen these things? Who used to do it a lot? Project Veritas. Remember that guy?
Mm-hmm.
Project Veritas, James O'Keefe.
Mm-hmm.
He would get all these people to talk shit. He would get all this insider stuff, Pfizer, all that. He broke a lot of stories because he would just go on Grindr and he would just hook up with gay dudes that worked at these places. And he wasn't gay, so he wouldn't bang. He would just date them. And sure, on the date, sure, he would sure, video. Sure. But that, yeah, I always had the same theory.
Dude, you love cock. Yeah, there's no
like,
problem with that.
You ever tried Tinder? He's like, what? He's just using Grindr to get in.
All these guys are gay.
Like, I got to infiltrate. They're all a bunch of homosexuals making these vaccines. This is a gay vaccine. So he would always have that fucking camera, and he would get them on tape saying the dumbest shit, like clearly stuff they shouldn't be saying. And she did the same thing to this guy, and it's the same type of video where it's like, dude, from the questions, you don't realize that this isn't a date. That's a journalist. Like, it's in a first date, no one's going to ask, so kiddie porn, you're putting a lot of that up? Like, no one would ever say that. It's just so crazy. Like, how does it get past the government stuff? How does it get past this? Mm. And he's just saying, she's like, yeah, the government's fucking stupid. He goes, they're never going to figure it out. That's what he was saying.
Wow.
Yeah. So, it's rough. Like, it's
okay, so that's how this information about Pornhub was leaked.
Yeah, the somebody, guy was saying it himself. Okay. He's one of the senior guys there.
Okay,
and then apparently he took down his online pages. He took down his LinkedIn. He's like, because he started getting harassed. People are like, dude, what? Right. You can't have rape videos up there, you know?
Right.
And he's like, the rule is we put them up there if we can't see the face. Because if you can't see the face, you can't prove it's you.
No.
Yeah, lunatic shit.
You see, that's some real out of pocket shit.
Yeah.
I really thought the porn people would have more morals than that, yeah, to be honest.
Well, they're in the business of flesh, right? So, you know.
Yeah.
Well, they're in the business of the digital jerk, really. Yeah. That's what's been happening. I'm giving you all the new news, David, so you can know what's happening in the world right now. That's the big news story at the moment.
But is it bread and butter?
Here's the thing. My question is it going to stop people from jacking off? I don't think so. I think it's the most visited site on the planet.
You're never going to get people to stop jacking off. Yeah. That's for sure.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
It's the most visited site on the planet, Poseidon. How crazy is that?
No way.
Yeah. Or their whole conglomerate, like it's their like individual websites, apart from like Googling stuff.
What about Pinterest? Don't want people to go to.
Does Pinterest still exist?
I only use Pinterest to look at pictures of butts. And so it kind of just leads me to Pornhub.
Man,
yeah, I don't know if this is going to tell you the truth, Poseidon.
Yeah, but I know. I've seen somewhere where it's insane.
Yeah,
the numbers are insane. It's in the billions.
Look at that headline. I keep forgetting that Quebec has senators.
Oh yeah,
Quebec.
Vast reforms needed. Quebec senator says.
I'm just learning this.
That we need reforms.
That we have senators, and we need reforms. I guess.
Yeah. I mean, we need reforms, but we also have senators who should be working on the reforms instead of telling us that they need new reform. Right? Like, what do you want me to do? That's why you're there, Senator. Make shit happen. Could you imagine you get hired for a job and then like you hire a guy to do that job and he comes to you and he's like a chef. He's like, yo, we got to cook some food back there. He's like, yeah, it's your job, bro. Go cook the fucking food. Don't tell me. So stupid. You been watching anything good? I see Winning Time there. You guys been watching anything?
You know what I just watched Afterlife. Have you seen
that? Let's talk about that. That's with the Gervais. Upload. Oh, no, I was thinking about that.
No. This is Ricky Gervais.
I only saw a few episodes of that where he's supposed to die.
Well, he's suicidal because his wife died.
That's it.
It was amazing. I think it's three seasons, six episodes each.
And that's it?
It's open. His wife dies and he's lives in a small town and he's feeling suicidal. And it's just how he like navigates it with the weird characters in the town. And it's like, it's funny, but it's like, and it's dark, and it's like, but it's like hugely like beautiful and inspiring too. It's, I don't know. It's the best thing I've seen in a long time. And I didn't expect it to be. I just kind of like stumbled into it. And I thought it would be like sort of more goofy, like The Office or something.
And there was it serious?
There was a little. No, I mean, there's a lot of laughs in it. There's a lot of like, and it's very dark and stuff. But
does anyway. He kill himself?
No, I don't want to spoil it.
All right. Yeah.
But it goes three seasons, so he's not very good at it. If he's trying,
he's thinking
but,
about it.
But yeah, yeah. But it like makes me so you know how everyone's always mad at him for his stand-up specials and stuff because he goes places and offends people. But I mean, it's I was watching this thinking like no matter how offensive you find his stand-up, like this is a whole other dimension. And he stars, writes, and directs in every episode. So right there is like.
He's talented.
He's incredibly talented, and he produced this really human, multi-dimensional thing. And so, yeah, I just don't... I think he could be the most offensive stand-up from now till forever, and this TV show will make it worth it because this is an amazing, like, masterpiece thing.
Well, even his stand-up, he's not that offensive. Just
yeah, I mean, I actually haven't watched a whole lot of his stand-up.
Yeah, he's not the best at stand-up, but the stuff that gets people rowdy is, again, people get mad at concepts and words now. They don't get mad at actually offensive stuff. Mm. Like, they're more offended at you using the wrong pronoun than they are at fucking slave labor. Actual slave labor.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
There's people that will write stuff online about how mad they are over a joke, and they're doing it with a phone or a laptop that was made.
Yeah, yeah.
By child slaves.
By Jimmy Fallon's staff.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Or underpaid.
They don't complain about that shit.
Suicide nets. That's Apple factories in China.
Yeah, that's wild to think of. No. Oh, my God.
They have, amazing. They had nets around the building to catch people.
They're heroes. I don't know why you're making it seem like it's a bad thing.
It's very responsible.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you want these people to explode?
They don't, yeah, I mean, they got the nets. Yeah, fair enough.
It's
yeah.
like the crying room.
What are you,
of,
pro?
It's an exterior crying room.
What are you, pro-exploding Chinese men?
It's Chinaman. That's offensive, Chinese men. You know,
I saw, speaking of people jumping out of windows, the Eiffel Tower, years ago, there's a video of a guy who was trying to show off his parachute suit. Have you seen
like,
that?
I don't like how this is starting.
Poseidon, go to YouTube. Find out Eiffel Tower parachute suit.
I'm going
to
take a wild guess and say it doesn't work very well.
You'd be surprised. It doesn't work at all.
One of those like squirrel suits?
Yeah, oh, there no. he is. Yeah, yeah, click on the video.
This well, one?
Yeah.
Eesh.
He's like, I got this.
Oh, hold on. Let me mute this shit.
I muted it. Don't worry.
Frasier.
Oh, Frasier's what? Back.
Frasier's back.
That's awesome.
The internet really throws you on tangents.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We got to talk about Frasier for a sec.
We'll go back to Frasier.
No, I never watched that. I can't contribute.
Should I mute this?
Seinfeld man.
No, no, I got to hear. Let's see what's going
this
on.
This is a here. Great channel, though, yeah.
Franz Raclet was an Austrian-born French inventor who made a living as a tailor but spent his free time working on stupid shit.
It's always the Austrians.
So he thinks that would float?
I think the hat's the parachute.
The mustache gives him the...
All right, well, so far. His first tests were performed using dummies, and though only one was successful, he wanted to test the suit himself. Yeah, that's fucking... No, nah, bro. Yeah.
Looks like he was the real dummy. You know what I mean? Oh, jeez.
I mean, we might be making fun of a genius here, really. Let's see. It doesn't look plausible.
When does he die?
Oh, wait. He just flew.
Go back. We're going to see him fly.
He was flying.
Don't skip ahead. You can skip ahead a bit if he just stands there. I mean, is he thinking about it right now? He's like, yo, this is a bad idea.
You know, it's kind of cold, too. We should have done this in the summer when there's hotter air.
I was just thinking it's cold because you can see his breath. Yeah.
Must be fucking cold.
Also, there are lots of little circles popping all around the air.
Yeah, I think that's UFOs, UAP. That's those are WAPs. Mm-hmm. Those are the UAPs.
Those are wet-ass pussies.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This wet-ass pussy's all around, man.
So this guy, oh my god.
Oh no, I thought this was the test. Oh dear god. No, that's not real. Oh my god.
The parachute failed to deploy.
Wait, so is that, oh man, why are you putting us in these places?
What do you mean, look. God. They're there, the French are carrying him off.
Oh no.
Hold on.
This is the saddest podcast.
His right leg in existence.
What the hell are you doing?
His right leg and arm were crushed. His skull and spine broken, and he was seen bleeding from his mouth.
See, I tried to lighten the mood with Ricky Gervais killing himself, and I couldn't do it.
This guy did it.
I couldn't.
Mouth, nose, and ears.
He pulled. This is what Ricky Gervais was trying to do for 3 seasons.
For 3 seasons.
Kill himself.
If it had been set in Paris, he would have done it.
What year was this, Poseidon?
1912.
1912.
See, it was the wrong Austrian that died.
Yikes.
He jumped from like the bottom.
Though. Yeah, that's another thing. That's why he didn't have time. He should have been at the top.
It might
have
worked.
I have time to deploy.
Imagine he was like, let's give it another go. Should have jumped from higher.
God damn. But the balls on these, fucking Austrians.
I can't believe you said that. That's amazing.
Yeah, but it's true. These Austrians used to have guts. Used to try a lot of wacky shit.
Yeah, if we're being honest. It was quite wacky.
That was the thesis you were going for by showing us this? What the...
I didn't think about it this moment, but yeah. Back in the day, like the beginning of the 1900s, these Austrians were willing to take some fucking leaps. They didn't all work.
Right. They weren't afraid of getting canceled.
Yeah, they were
getting written up by the Huffington Post.
Yeah, they weren't afraid of these bad write-ups. God damn, dude. Wow. That is funny. I didn't think about that. Wow. That's a good angle, though. They took some leaps, these Austrians. Jesus Christ. Some didn't work.
So what was the name of that guy? Did he have a name?
I think it was Franz Hitler.
I think it was Franz.
Franz Reichelt.
It was Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It was Bruno. French inventor.
Oh, Bruno.
Wow.
Ballsy. Wow. Well, this is amazing. I really don't know where we're going to go next. Like, this has been a roller coaster, this podcast. It's just, we come from Jimmy Fallon to
talk about aliens.
Pornhub scant. Like, oh.
Yeah, we cover everything here.
You really do.
Yeah.
No stone unturned.
If it's available, I'll cut. Have you been doing anything? Have you been playing games? You been playing any video games?
No, not really.
What have you been doing in free time?
In free time?
Yeah.
What have I been doing? Now it's like I drive my kids places.
Yeah, how old are the kids now?
Wait in the car and then 16, 13.
They do anything cool?
No, I mean they just do normal kid stuff. You know what's interesting? Like talking about like cancel stuff and how the new generation's more sensitive and stuff, but yeah. I'm finding the new generation are coming up with new stuff that future generations are going to be utterly appalled by, or at least like they're very selective in like their
outrage
in their virtue signaling thing. Like it's, yeah. I don't know. I was, my son last year started, like with his friends started Zoom bombing Just Stop Oil meetings. And which is Just Stop Oil would have these open like Zoom forums.
So just Stop Oil are people who don't want you to use olive oil.
Yeah, exactly.
They're against the deep fried lobby?
Nah, these are the ones that glue themselves to things.
Oh, it's those guys?
Yeah.
Fuck those guys. Your kids are awesome.
No, I know, but it's just funny that they get very, you know, like very touchy feely about some things, but then they're like all in on like, oh, these environmentalists, like screw it, let's go. Like it sounds pretty, like they go in, they just log on, and then they'd start like one of them logged on under the name like Asim Bal Halam III or something, and said,
oh, he was my
like,
cousin,
yeah, and he you know, and he was an oil like executive, and they just start or mostly
I like
they just,
this.
Yeah, no, it was funny, and I felt like. So he told me, and I laughed, and then they were doing it again, because they get kicked out, but then they just log in as like the someone oil tycoon's son. No, the same meeting. They just kept going back in, and then sometimes they just shout out questions about Fortnite and stuff, and just like, but it's funny, because the more...
Your kid's awesome.
The more
this is fun. I want to do this.
I sort of thought that, but the more I did it, the more I like got sad, like feeling bad.
Did you say the more I did it? Did you do this with
I did
kids?
Not do it.
Okay,
no.
that would have been amazing.
They wouldn't let me, and I'm just but I started to feel bad for the just stop oil, like the crazies, because like I just find it weird that, you know, on the one hand, the young generation very like mad at us for doing bad things, but then they go, and I, like after a while, I was like, okay, enough, like leave the poor radical like crazy glue people alone.
But you see, that shows that no matter what generation, how sensitive they get, no one respects these hippie pussies. No one respects that shit.
Maybe. I mean, yeah. I don't know. I just find it. I just found it funny.
It's amazing. Your kids are awesome. I love you. This is good. This is the bullying that I get behind.
Yeah. Well, I guess so. As I like to a certain. I'm glad they're not averse to it. But then you know. And then I don't know. I don't want them to go crazy with it.
But they're not. This is. I mean, what do you think is? What's the gateway? What's the next thing they could do that you'd be like, all right, that's problematic?
What's the next thing? I don't know, Wasim. What's the next gateway for that? I don't know.
For the new generation?
Once you've photobombed, no, Zoom bombed.
Where do you go from Zoom bombing the oil
environmental people? Crazies?
You should not have an open Zoom meeting. You're that's just inviting fault. Yourself to, oh, be, I know. To be trolled, you yeah. know?
But
that's a terrible idea. Get a password and let them hack into it.
All of this, there's many bad ideas on this entire front. I'm looking at them gluing themselves to concrete, and then they got to break them out. This is all stupid.
One guy I saw, they literally yanked him off the...
Yeah, I saw the guy who ripped his skin, too. They're just like, get the fuck out of here. It's you're kind of inviting people wanting to beat you up.
Well, and it doesn't make me want to, like, save the planet anymore.
No, it makes me hate. I look at you, I'm like, you're part of this planet. Fuck this planet.
Kind of, like a little bit of a, like, yeah, like sea levels are rising. Well, like, I don't know. It's, if they're crazy, crazy glue people, like, I don't know.
Well, Seem, you're going to do a number in your special. You're going to talk a bit about these people?
No, not at all.
No?
But you should still come to my recording.
Please, I mean, everybody. I feel like you should be addressing the bread and butter issues that affect all of us.
I got so many bread and butter issues, but not this one.
No, you're talking about actual bread and butter.
Yeah. I got plugged. I haven't plugged. We're doing
at?
Something a week after Wasim, so we've
okay.
I'll
allow the plug.
We don't have to.
You're not crossing streams.
We're not crossing streams. We're doing the Wrongley show the week after.
The Wrongley.
The WRONG.
What's the right Glay?
The right Glay, I guess, is
English.
Good.
Yeah. No, that's Theater St. Catherine, September 28th, and that's Anglo's doing French comedy, which, you know, that's, but I've never seen this particular group of Anglo's do French comedy.
I'm excited. I'm going to say this. No one told me, but I feel like I've motivated these people to do this. I feel like I've motivated more Anglo's to do it in French.
Yeah, probably. But
you're welcome.
Yeah.
You're in for a world of fun.
I'm there. Rodney Ramsey, it's his little brainchild, and I don't think he speaks any French, so he's going to do some funny French comedy. And
he probably speaks some French.
Darren Henwood, the most Scottish.
Surprisingly quite good at French, Darren.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's a language
don't
guy.
Don't give it away. No, it's going to be
wacky. I mean,
wacky.
He's, who knows? I have no idea.
Dana Salah and Mehram Khan, and I think Paul Baluyat's hosting the thing, and that's Theater St. Catherine, September 28th.
What time?
8:30, I believe.
Good time for a show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thursday
night.
That is a great lineup. You should go see that.
So yours is good. On a Sunday, right?
Mine's on a Saturday.
All right.
Also at 8. But doors are at 8. And Dana's on both those shows. She's the glue.
She's the glue.
She's the glue that sticks to the art.
Man. That's coming back full circle.
Right?
Do you remember
Look at
when
that
they
metaphor.
Were... Do you remember when they considered art was a banana duct taped to a wall?
Yeah, it's still art.
I got that piece at my home, dude.
What the fuck was that?
I just made that art.
Taped
a fruit, yeah.
I can't accept that.
That constitutes art?
Yeah, and I should be more open to this stuff, but what I feel is it's more of an attack on actual art. It's that I don't have a talent, I don't have a skill. Fuck you for having a skill. This too should be that. I don't like that this too should be that.
Mm.
I don't like that. Just create something. There's a banana, there's some duct tape. It's art. Come on, man.
Well, yeah, I remember Jonathan Winters. I don't think he painted. I don't know if he painted it or if he bought it. But there was a. This was like way decades ago when Jonathan Winters was alive. But it was a white canvas with a red dot in the middle of it, and it sold for like $100,000.
It's a Japanese flag.
In miniature, yeah,
really tiny.
It's a little Japanese flag.
It's very far away
from the moon.
Far away,
photographed. That's space.
You were at Pearl Harbor, and they were coming in.
Did the Japanese guy buy that?
Yeah.
I didn't think so, but maybe now.
He's like, I know that design.
It's the Japanese. I don't know.
I've seen stuff like that. I went to the, you know, Musée des Beaux-Arts here. Whenever I went, and there was like a. Yeah, it was just like a yellow canvas painted in one shade of yellow, and there was just a slash in it.
Yeah, I don't like that people are scared to tell the truth about that stuff. I'm not. That's garbage.
I have an idea for art.
Go ahead.
I'm going to buy a canvas. I'm going to paint it black. And then I'm going to ejaculate on it. And I'm going to call it Wet Dreams and see how well it does.
Feels like it's been done.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's hack, dude.
That's super hack. Yeah.
It's been done for sure. There's probably so much.
I like that we all three of us had the same reaction.
He's searching it.
I'm sure.
No.
There's definitely come on some of these paintings.
Oh, for
no,
sure.
There is for sure.
Yeah.
Well, you know the Piss Christ?
Tell me, David.
It's a jar full of urine with a crucifix in it. And that was a world famous avant-garde piece of art.
I don't know why that's art.
I don't know either.
Portraits.
Oh.
Mad Lad Soul.
I thought.
Come. Ugh, dude. I don't know.
Andy Warhol.
Yep. Yeah. There you go.
It's ejaculated on canvas.
Mm-hmm. Warhol always ahead of the curve.
40,000.
That's it.
Damn it. Somebody beat me to it.
And it was his come.
Andy Warhol.
This was 1928.
28?
No, Andy Warhol.
Well, yeah, it was not 1928, bro.
You're thinking of the Eiffel Tower guy.
Yeah.
No, 1987.
That was Andreas Warhol.
I don't know.
He was born in 1928.
But sorry. I like Warhol in 28.
You can't come when you're zero. You're
but wait.
Andy Warhol cum painting. Like, that's his job title.
That's not a painting. That's just cum. How does it turn into a painting?
I'm a cum painting.
If that's a cum painting, you got a bucket full of cum paintings.
My canvas is going to be painted black, though. There's a difference.
Yeah, no, that is a difference.
Yeah, that's it's a variation.
Yeah.
That's disgusting. But Warhol, he was a weirdo, but he was ahead of his time. Poseidon, can you take the cum off the screen? He was ahead of his time, though, because he said a lot of stuff about how people were so desperate just to be famous, but not to actually have any substance.
Yeah, everyone's famous for 15 minutes.
He's the guy that said that. And he's like, that's what we're going towards. Everyone's going to get it, so don't worry. Mm-hmm. It's just that you won't last past that 15 minutes, most of you, because you don't have anything.
Yeah.
But you'll be famous.
Yeah, but then you can be the chick who goes, yes, 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 yes. Ice cream's so good.
Dude, that's a whole phenomenon.
Oh,
are we going to do this to David?
I don't. I'm sorry.
No, well, what is this, a meme that's on that?
No one falls off the Eiffel Tower.
No. But, I mean, my kids have shown me, like... I mean, they've stopped showing me because I've sort of lost interest. But
so remember you were talking about NPC?
LeBron James, yeah.
Okay, so there's a woman. I mean, people do this online. Poseidon showed me some other ones. She was making, I think, she's from Montreal. She was making $7,000 a day. People were tipping her. All she was doing, she was on the live stream pretending to be a robot. So you would send her, let's say you'd send her like a hot dog. She's like, hot dog's so good, hot dog's so good. And just repeat it the amount of times that you sent $5 or $2 or 10 cents for a fucking hot dog. As if she's a robot, as if she's an NPC, an AI thing. And people would just keep sending her money so she could keep saying stuff like, ice cream's all good. I'm a cowboy.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if you want to bring her up just so you can see.
What's her name?
If you just put ice cream.
Yeah, if you just put ice cream so good.
Whatever. But there's so many.
No, I know. Like,
Like if you go on TikTok Live, there is hundreds, thousands of people doing this now.
And she made a song. Fucking crazy.
She made a song or someone else remixed
her? No, they also made both. Yeah. Also, she tried to be a singer.
But that's sort of what you're saying about the art, though. Like someone making like that's entertainment.
So it's not art what she's doing, but it is a business. She's making money.
No, I know, but it's I guess content creation or whatever. But again, like that's sort of, see, that's where I'm sort of with you about the art. Like,
is content creation art?
I don't know, but
Like, is podcasting on art?
Sure. I mean, if a banana taped to a wall is.
But do we think, I don't even know if podcasting is an art. Stand-up is an art.
No, that's what I was saying. Like, it's sort of sad that, like, we work really hard to, like, construct these things that have, like, a setup and a punch and get an alert reaction. And then someone's making way more money than we are.
You're not going to believe it.
She's a lot hotter than us.
Well, yeah. There's filters.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, strong woman. Oh, thank you, baby. This is so cool. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, did it dance, did it dance.
Doesn't it hurt? Doesn't your stomach hurt when you say this?
It makes me feel awkward.
This is so cute. Balloon.
But does it... I feel cringe, but...
So good. Yes, popcorn. Yes, popcorn. Yes,
backbone?
Like a queen.
Popcorn.
Slay, huh? Oh, popcorn.
Gang, it makes me feel embarrassed for her.
But I'm also a little proud because she has like her little Quebecois accent.
She's saying all these things my kids say. She's saying slay. She's saying gang gang. She's saying all these things. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm kind of not... Like, here's the thing. I kind of like... I don't know. Respect isn't a word, but I like the fact... Like,
she cracked the code.
I like her. Like, I like the people that crack the code and they're making... I think the people paying for her to say ice cream so good are ridiculous. But I think her monetizing it is fucking genius.
Yeah. But it makes me feel bad for not, like...
Thinking about that?
Well, not thinking about that, but just that like, we're not rich and, mm-hmm. like... Why can't we
crack that code?
Why can't we crack that code? But at the same time, do you even want to crack that code, or would you rather write like really cool jokes and get?
But that's it. That's why we can't crack that code.
Yeah, because and also it's like the difference between live stand up and like being a YouTuber, like where your feedback is like little pixels and numbers going up and
pixel like, so good, pixel like, so good.
Yeah. Whereas us like getting like live people. Reacting
it's
and laughing and stuff. So I don't know. I don't know. So yeah, I guess we've chosen our lot in life, mm-hmm. and we'll be impoverished, and YouTubers will be rich.
Speak for yourself. I'm gonna start doing these videos. Podcast so good.
Yeah, we'll be slightly less impoverished if you guys come to my album taping on September 23rd.
It's gonna be good.
Third Floor Comedy Club. I'm gonna do that as many times as I can.
Go ahead.
And then September 28th.
And then September 28th.
28th, you're St. Catherine. There's shows. Basically, there are so many shows happening in Montreal now, and English too. Every Tuesday there's the Bordel people. We have a lot of regulars.
Yeah.
This guy comes out. He has so much fun.
I love that. I mean, I'm sure you do too. That exists now. Like, yeah, that's a great thing to have on a Tuesday. I can't come out every Tuesday, but I love it when I do come out.
We had a good night this week too. Whew. We had an extra person. Yeah,
you had Sheng Wang on.
Yeah,
right?
Sheng Wang was really there. Cool. He was very good. He was very funny. Nice guy too, off stage, like just a cool dude.
Cool.
And that's doing stand up, and it's properly telling jokes and getting reactions and
reactions so good.
Yeah.
No.
Don't do it.
We've talked about Poseidon. I think that he should try it, like maybe on TikTok for a bit, for 1 hour.
NPC?
Yeah. Poseidon NPC stream.
I mean, you know what the shitty part is? It's consistency. If he did it consistently enough, it probably would take off.
So Poseidon, explain to us who are old senile men. How you make money off this? Essentially, in order to send you an emoji so that you can react, they have to pay for it?
So here's the thing. In the U.S., you actually make money off of views as well in the United States. Yeah. So every
on TikTok?
On TikTok in general, whether it's a live stream or a video, you make a certain amount of money per 1,000 views, let's say.
Yeah, like everything else?
And so there's that. In Canada, we don't have that. TikTok hasn't commercialized TikTok. I think is that the word I'm looking
monetized.
For?
Monetized.
Monetized. There you go. Sorry.
It's definitely commercialized.
So the way people make money in Canada by doing these live streams is they get tips. So a rose is like 2 cents. Ice cream is like 4 cents. I don't know the exact numbers.
Ice cream is so good.
It's so good.
Yeah. So basically what happens is this trend that they've discovered is what they do is they go online and they pretend to be...
Oh, this is very fucking verbose for nothing. you, so you get paid for views, and for her to get those emojis, do they pay?
Yeah. Okay. So in order for somebody to give, like, let's say they were to give a rose, they'd be like, rose smells good, you know?
No, that's not all I was asking is, do you pay to send that rose? I know what she's doing.
Yeah, it's like a tip.
Yeah.
You know what's funny?
So you can't send a rose for free?
No.
So she'll never react for free. Every time she reacts, there's some money coming in.
Yes.
That's the question.
Wow. That's a lot of money. What's funny, too, like talking about like our generation kind of not knowing what to make of this, is that like in a way now we're like the lazy people that aren't
hustling.
Like, we're not hustling. We're not putting in the work. And it's like, what excuse? Why aren't you like doing, like, why aren't you monetizing, like putting out content and monetizing it and like using every hour of our day? But the, like, for me, the reason is like, it looks, it feels
ridiculous,
stupid. Yeah. But you know, to a whole generation, that makes me like the lazy person. That's not hustling.
I mean, I don't think people would pay money to see me say ice cream's so good. Ice cream's so good.
I know they wouldn't pay to see me say that, but
you having a solo podcast once a week, a half hour or an hour of just talking about your week would be amazing.
I don't think so. I don't think there's any bulletproof internet format that I can't completely fail at. I just feel like the internet. I don't know.
I'm a day one subscriber to the David Pride podcast. I would love that shit.
I would check it out.
Yeah, you going through what you just said today, just what you read on CNN, just your take for a half hour of how your day went. Half hour, that's it.
I don't think
a week. A half hour a week.
I don't think that sparked the engagement that the suicidal Eiffel Tower guy did, though.
It would be good. Mm-hmm. You could talk about, like, let's say right now you had that. You would talk about that suicidal guy. What you saw, you're like, I went to Patel's podcast.
But see,
and we were on a high, and then that Greek idiot decided to bring up.
We were riding high.
Yeah, a man committing suicide.
We all fell from that height.
Well, it wasn't suicide. He thought he was going to live.
I think he did live.
No, he exploded. His skull was crushed. They showed his funeral.
Oh, I thought he was.
No, they literally showed us his funeral.
I thought he was chewing.
That was a casket with flowers on it.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he was.
You thought he made it?
It was an unrelated funeral. I don't know.
That's the funeral of another guy.
Well, maybe it was.
Because they didn't say he died.
Maybe it's like the way they faked the Indian moon landing. They faked that. They cut in footage of another funeral.
Besides, is there any update on the moon landing?
What do you mean an update?
I have no idea.
What do you think? What would have happened between now and
two weeks ago?
They're getting data from the stars. Do you think the Indian space program rates stars the same way like Indian restaurants rate like dishes?
How?
Like this star's very hot. Five chilies.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So, that'd be amazing.
This star not so hot. One chili, you know?
They rolled out a rover.
So confused.
They rolled out a rover?
Yeah.
No, I saw that video a few weeks ago. It looked fake as fuck, too.
But everything looks fake.
To me or in general?
No, now that they have deep fakes.
Well, click on the second one just so
anything you watch on the news.
But did you not see how fake this is?
I don't know what a real one would look like.
Okay, yeah, take a look at this and tell me if this doesn't look fake.
If someone isn't golfing.
That looks fake.
If someone's not golfing, it's fake because every moon landing has to have golf.
Yeah, for sure.
Ooh, that looks super fake.
That looks terrible.
Oh, boy. That looks like old Sesame Street.
Who's filming this?
That's another question.
Oh, it's a react video. That's Modi.
Yeah, the Prime Minister react.
Look at that. He's watching Game of Thrones.
He looks unimpressed.
He looks unimpressed. He's like, guys, no one's going to buy this.
This is the best we could do? A country full of engineers?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, he doesn't look happy.
Boy, that's sarcastic.
Like, yeah,
that's some sarcastic flag waving.
Yeah, he's like, yes, go India. Great.
Why did it look more realistic in the 60s?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so now what do you say? how real did that look?
we don't even trust the reaction. Right? Yeah. That's
I honestly think that between this and the Mexican alien bodies, this is the best time to be alive right now. Just... like, they stopped trying. They used to try to make fake news.
I thought you were going to say Canada's the most honest country.
No. We're corrupt. I don't think there's an honest...
No, I mean in terms of putting out fake things.
Mm.
Every country's putting out fake stuff.
Every country's putting out fake stuff. Well, we put up fake stuff against our own people. Like a few years ago, it was, you know, who's the villains, the truckers, and they're racist and all that. So our media does it too, but not like to a global scale, just local. We're going to attack Canadians. Mm. We don't really...
We're not faking moon landing.
Yeah, we're not faking moon landing.
Yeah, no, we got to step up the...
Yeah, we got to step up the fake moon landing game out here, dude.
Dude, how come we have the Canadarm?
We have the Canadarm. I love the Canadarm, dude.
Does it? I learned about it in elementary school.
I remember
there's
that.
There's a giant... Do you know about the Canadarm, David?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You said, what does it do?
What?
It's a giant arm.
It's an arm. No, it reaches out to grab stuff, and if it gets stuck and they can't close the door... There's explosives on it to dislodge it. That was a question in 1983 at like a kid's forum. And the kid who won the best question asked, what do you do if the Canada arm gets stuck? And the guy's like, I'm glad you asked. And then they just blew up. No, they didn't blow it up right there. But
that's the plan.
But the plan is to just blow it up?
I love it.
Yeah, no. They
it's like a waste of money?
Well, that's only if it breaks.
Mm. Well, why don't you try to fix it?
It's never... No,
you need another arm.
That's the... Yeah.
I love it.
It's a replace, not repair culture that we're in now. Right.
That is true, though. Yeah, we're in a sad throwaway culture.
You need a hand up in space there, boys? How about a whole arm, huh?
It switch just jerks off the cosmonauts?
Sorry, boys. Gotta get out. Gotta do another moonwalk, if you know what I mean.
I remember learning, but I forgot. I think it was a grade 5 or grade 6. It was a huge deal. I don't know if that's when it went to space. But when I was young, it was a huge deal. The Canada arm. There's an arm in space. And I remember being young thinking, so did we build an arm and then another country is going to build the other arm and then the head, like a Power Rangers type of situation. Right. All the Zords get together.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
That would be India, instead of fucking making fake moon landing videos, they should be working on the leg.
Yeah, get an India arm. Leg.
No, an India arm.
India
arm is better.
Have an India arm. Have a Mexicalf. That's part of the leg.
Nice. Oh, Mexicalf. I like that.
Come on, let's spitball these things here. Yeah. Come on, and then we're gonna put it on TikTok. And,
a China head.
People gotta give us money to hear a part of the. Like
every head. Country ends in A. Yeah. They're all arms. It's just gonna be a bunch of arms.
No, it's too many arms.
A periuterus.
A France. What's a France?
You know, Qatar and a quad, like a quatard or
a Qatar.
Quatard.
A quatard. That's different. That's a Qatari guy with Down syndrome.
Yeah, quatard is. A quatard is the guy that thought of doing the World Cup there, bro. That's a quatard. that would be crazy. Eh? Yeah. Everybody works together for one giant Megazord in space.
Yeah.
And then when the aliens do arrive, they'll be worried.
Yeah.
We've got to protect ourselves.
A Brazil liver.
Oh, nice.
Oh. Fuck, that is good.
You need
a liver. Your space station needs a liver.
And then Brazil. Bolivia's like, but we were working on the Bolivia liver.
A Bolivia.
The Bolivia liver.
No.
What about the head?
The China head, no?
No.
You don't like the China head.
What's Peru? Come on,
I was thinking Peru. Of Peru too.
Peruterus.
We're down in South America for some reason.
Peru. Oh, damn it, something. My Peru chakra, but that's not real.
The Japanese?
That's
good. God damn it. The Japanese. Very good.
Yeah.
It was way better than mine.
That comes after the Mexicalf attaches to the Japanese.
Yeah.
And then what's the thigh? To Thailand.
Thailand.
Oh,
nice.
Fuck.
Ice cream's so good.
What about the German knee?
The German knee and
they can
Japanese.
Work together with the Japanese.
Oh, yeah. They're two different knees. They're two different knees. Yeah.
They have a history working together.
Yeah. They do, yeah.
The pelvis is an axis.
Yes.
Oh.
Sort of.
This is getting creative. I like
this. Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
The Israeli.
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 What about the Lebanese, though?
Oh, yeah. Lebanese. Yeah, no, they're not making shit.
Unless they have to make both knees. They're the Lebanese.
They're like, they have to make two knees. It's not happening, dude.
What about Nigeria?
That's another arm, maybe.
Yeah, Nigeria arm. Nigeria arm's pretty good.
It won't look good on paper.
Who's got a nose? Who's building the nose? Quick.
Chest. Who's doing chest?
No, hold on. We're thinking nose. Don't fucking derail us.
Sorry.
Norway.
Nose.
Yeah.
Maybe not. They have the end, but the rest sucks.
Nostralia.
Oh, God damn it. Nostralia. The nose. That's Australia. Perfect. That's perfect.
The Iceland.
Yeah.
The Iceland.
Iceland.
Oh.
And the green hand on the other one.
Yes, yeah. To go with the at the end of the indie arm.
Right.
Yeah, oh, I like what's happening.
Yeah.
Oh, but New Zealand hand has nothing to do now.
Oh, no, that's good.
they're not all going to be involved. Yeah, we need to. New Zealand's going to help Australia.
And they also lost out on Nozeland would have been good for them, but the Australian
is way too
classic
good.
Classic rivalry. Oh,
no, but it's way too good in Australian.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
What about the chest?
That's the chest.
I mean, in Romania, the Bucher chest, Bucharest.
Oh, the Bucher chest might be.
The Bucher chest. It's what's very a sternum? Specific to is that there a sternum? Who would have a sternum?
It could be a sternum.
Man. I don't know.
Switzerland? The swornum?
Switzerland. It's, oh, now
that
I was assuming.
Cause, no, because that
arms
you're putting
and
too,
hands are like.
They're everywhere because of the land. But don't think of the land, think about the Swiss.
The Swiss.
The swornum.
The Swiss attaches to
the Swiss. There you go, bam. We got, and they could
and
do both
you can
wrists.
Put a watch on it.
And that's what they do. The Swiss make watches.
Yeah,
so,
they
bam,
keep
the Swiss.
Dude.
They're definitely getting
perfect.
The wrist. The wrist of this Megazord.
Perfect.
Fingerland. Fin. The Finns have the finger. The fin. Fin.
Yeah.
They would be what?
The finger.
The fingers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, finger. It's spelled the same way.
Mm.
It's the fingers.
But what about the thumb?
Ooh, that's got to be.
Is there a T out there?
Oh.
The Viet thumb?
The Viet thumb.
That's ooh.
The Viet thumbs.
That one's good, yeah.
Yeah, we could do the Viet thumbs.
And toe. There's got to be a toe. Mm. You got to be an obvious toe there.
Toe, it's somewhere there, too. Somewhere in that same region.
What if China did
the the intestines, Indonesia.
Indotestines.
Indotestine. Yeah, there's something there. Well, it doesn't need intestines, but it needs a chest. We don't have a good chest.
China?
Nah. It's Chinest. It doesn't make sense. That's just stupid.
This is my town.
The rest of this isn't.
Yeah, this is. We're trying to have a brilliant conversation.
Yeah, no, we're trying.
Do you understand we're changing the world right
try
now?
Trying to spitball ideas.
We're adding to the ISS
Bringing the world together.
Yeah.
We got to find a chest. Or the
what
world
about an African country?
We had the Nigeria arm, but.
Soweto. No, that's right.
Egypt? No.
Oh, boy.
The Egypt.
South Africa for the other calf? Oh.
South Africa.
Not the worst. It's not the worst.
Madagascar carpal tunnel syndrome.
Cameroon?
That's what you get in your Swiss.
In your Swiss.
It's hard. You can't even make a cock. There's no cock countries.
Yeah. France. Mm.
And France,
France just
France is just
dick.
A dick.
Everyone gets it.
Yeah, and
you
they're
guys,
like, "What?
You guys get it?" They're like, "Yes, we make the dick." Of course,
of course.
Yes.
No, the UK, the Great Cock.
Outrageous.
Besides, I don't know why that sounded funny in your
Great
head.
Britain, Great Britain,
the
Great Cock.
USA hasn't got. We haven't given anything to USA.
They got enough.
What would we say? America or United States?
We could use whatever works.
United.
The Americunt.
No, they would have the Americart, and it would be the mobile scooter of that giant Zord.
Oh, nice.
The Americart.
It does need a vehicle.
Yeah. All this to say, David.
Yes.
We just solved all the world's problems.
Yeah, see, this was a productive, feels like an hour. Just that spitball.
Just that spitball,
like an hour.
It felt like an hour.
Yeah.
It was amazing. Do you guys believe in space? You think it's real?
No.
Yes. See, once again, he was leaning left, I was leaning right.
Yeah.
No, there's
or
no
vice versa.
Space.
Fake news.
We're all, this is it, right here. I don't even think there's an atmosphere.
There's an atmosphere. There's an atmosphere and there's a space, let me tell you. And there's a Canadarm.
That's a whole thing. Like, that's people really, a lot of people now.
Yeah.
If I can believe the internet, think space is fake.
Yep.
And that the Earth is flat.
Yep.
Like, it's not gone away.
No, it's not gone away.
It's wild.
Well, I think it's gone away less because, like, a lot of the flat earthers, they did interviews. Like, I had the big one.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Dude.
And I think the interviews kind of discredit a lot of them because when you have guys that are other experts, okay, of course he's going to say that. But then when guys like me are stumping them, people are like, wait a second.
Yeah, I remember you doing that with him, and he was just like, well, you know, just let's talk about this for a second.
David Weiss.
Yeah.
Okay, wasn't Math Powerland.
Mm. I know Matt Powerland. I used to do comedy with him.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Matt Boylan.
Matt Boylan, yeah. He still owes me a painting.
The OG.
He owes you a painting?
Yeah.
Of the flat earth?
I bought a painting.
Okay, you know this guy. I don't know this guy.
Good guy.
Do you think he really believes it, or is he
trolling?
No, I
think he's fucking with everyone.
Okay, he's trolling, you think?
I think he's trolling. But yeah. I could be wrong.
That was his shtick, though. He loved conspiracy stuff on stage. Like,
yeah. Mm. He did love it.
I have something to show you guys. It's going to blow your minds away.
Oh, boy. Matt Boyle believes the Earth is a triangle.
First Earth, the most accurate flat map.
Oh, I'm done with this.
So, here it is. So the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, you see the center?
Yeah.
This is the latest in flat Earth popularity. So then you got the middle, which is, you know, our planet.
Oh, yeah.
And then Antarctica is actually the ice walls all around.
Of course. That makes perfect sense.
You have three entrances, north, southwest. I don't know what the fuck that is. There's three entrances.
How is that north?
It looks like four entrances.
Look, north, according to what? Where is your frame of reference?
I'm trying to freestyle it as I'm going.
Sorry. It's okay. Go ahead.
And then basically, there's Leviathans guarding these exits / entrances.
They're called Levalians.
Leval. Yeah, it's just
Levalois.
And then you got another set of continents out here. You know what I mean? I forgot the name. Fuck, what's
Atlantis.
Oh, did you forget the fake name of the fake thing? Yeah.
Alexandria.
No.
Aw.
All the time we had for today.
I'm just trained on that map of Asgard that's right
so
next
stupid.
To.
So stupid. So, David, all your links are in the description. I want people to come to your shows. I want people to follow you. And if ever you've seen David at the Bordel at one of my shows, you know what I'm talking about. He's goddamn amazing. Wasim, one of the funniest comics around. Luckily, he's recording his album at the Third Floor Comedy Club. I'm very happy that he's doing it. It's going to be very good for you. Be there on Sirius. People that don't know you in other cities are going to get it. It's all good. It's all uphill.
Very excited.
Comedy Records is producing it.
That's correct.
Very good.
And I got four albums on
Sirius. Out right now.
Yeah.
And they're running?
Yeah, I don't know. I think so. Some of them are. I don't know.
They better be fucking paying you, doggy.
Yeah. Somebody's paying me for something.
They better. We'll get our lawyers on it.
Yeah.
Links are in the description. You have shows on the 23rd. You have shows on the 28th. You got other multiple shows. Follow them. Support stand-up comedy. Thank you.
We've built this prison cell because we can't trust ourselves. Critically ashamed and all our faith. We'll make a murder saying, yeah, this is the American dream. You're gonna have to fight if you wanna believe. To see it all the way.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast. So everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.